All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:10, coming up on 9:11. Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Friday, final Friday of May, and heading into the Memorial Day holiday weekend. We kick off hour number two with Behind the Badge, our friends at the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. First up, per usual, and Officer Steve Olson and guest joining us here on a Friday. Steve, happy Friday. How's it going today?
I'm cold today, Spencer.
So am I.
what is going on? I got so spoiled last weekend with the mid-80s, and now I like drove to work with my temperature gauge at 90.
Wisconsin happened, Steve. That's the answer that I will give. I saw on the radar this morning up by Wausau they had some snow showers, so I feel bad for them. Thankfully, none of that around here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, you know, me being the eternal optimist, though, I'm looking forward to, tomorrow and Sunday and onward. It sounds like we'll get back to a little more tolerable temperature. So
it's going to be a very comfortable weekend. I remember, usually around Memorial Day, we have a fairly warm weekend. I remember some 80s and 90s in the past couple years on Memorial Day, some thunderstorms. So it looks like a pretty good weekend, even with temperatures in the 60s. I don't think too many people are going to complain about that for a May final May weekend, right?
Hey, no complaints for me. And anytime there's a 20-degree temperature increase, I'm happy with that. So
that's true.
Tomorrow's going to feel probably like 80s compared to today.
That is true. That is true.
So, hey, another big show for our listeners today. I'm super excited every time we get the chance to kind of meet our newest officers. I really enjoy that, and it takes me back to 1996 when I started my career. So, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Behind the Badge, I'd like to welcome our guest today, brand new City of Fond du Lac Police Officer Gwen Schneider. Welcome, Gwen.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Gwen, when did your official start date? When was that?
My official start date was May 17th.
Okay, so a couple weeks in. Why don't you start, Gwen, by just telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Gwen Schneider. I am from the Freedom area. A couple things that I like to do is fly airplanes and compete with my horse. I earned my associate's degree in criminal justice at Fox Valley Technical College, and I graduated from the Law Enforcement Academy May 14th.
So, I got to fly airplanes, like real airplanes, or are we talking remote control airplanes?
Yep, real airplanes.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that is so cool. Like, Spencer, one of the things I love about, having our new officers on the radio is I learn just as much about that I didn't know. And I had no idea you were a pilot, Gwen. I've always wanted to do that. That is awesome. I'm sure you and I will have more conversations about that. But moving on.
Yeah, Gwen, that's pretty awesome. So why did you choose to pursue a law enforcement career? Was that always a passion of yours, or what led you down the path of law enforcement for what you want to do with your career?
So I didn't always want to get into law enforcement my entire life. I really decided to become a police officer about 3-4 years ago, around the time that I started flying airplanes. I was originally going to be, or try to be, an airline pilot, but I could not stop thinking about getting into law enforcement. I absolutely love working with people, and I love being out there on the front line and making a difference in people's lives. And so I started to pursue this career, and I've been loving every second of it.
What was it, Gwen, about the city of Fond du Lac specifically that, made you kind of decide to start your career and hopefully finish it here with us?
So I specifically chose Fond du Lac Police Department because this is a larger agency and I'm a very, very motivated individual. And so I knew that because of the size of this agency and the size of the city, that would support my motivation, and they wouldn't be criticizing me for that motivation.
Very cool. So, what are your career aspirations then? Obviously, you're a few weeks into your job, so you might not be thinking too far than just your next shift. But what do you hope to get out of a career in law enforcement?
The number one thing right now, I know it can change throughout the years, but my number one goal right now is, of course, pass field training. But after that, I would like to go to DRE school and become a DRE. That's a passion of mine that I've had since I decided to become a law enforcement officer is getting on the rise and getting those people off the street. And so that's a really big goal that I want to attack.
For everybody listening, a DRE, what Gwen's referring to, is a drug recognition expert, and tons of intense training to become a DRE. We currently, I think we only have one on our department right now, so that's an awesome goal to have. When I can tell you countless times how many, when I needed that personally for someone that I was dealing with on the road or, you know, just whatnot, where a drug recognition expert can come in and you know, look at how a person's, you know, pupils are and all kinds of other different things to get an idea of what kind of substance may be, you know, in their system. So best of luck with that. And, you know, just an offshoot, so right now you are going through your field training. Tell us a little bit about that. Like, how is that going? What kind of have you been doing, you know, a couple weeks in, and what does it look like for you for the next, you know, couple months?
So I'm currently in my orientation period is 3 weeks. And so just pretty much going over some things again that I went through in the academy, like DAT, EVOC, firearms, and today I have drug endangered children information that I'm learning. So it's going very well. I begin field training on the road on third shift, June 7th, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then after that month, I'll be moving to second shift with those FTOs and continue to move forward with my career.
Has anything really, like, I know it's only been, I don't know, a couple weeks, but has anything jumped out so far that, you know, kind of surprised you or something you hadn't expected, anything like that?
It's nothing that I haven't expected, but as of right now, I have all good things to say about this agency. I love how heavy they are on training and how professional this agency is. And so there's nothing that really surprised me, but I can just say right now that I'm very happy with this agency.
Well, that's awesome, and I know we're super happy to have you, and I love your motivation and your want to do other things in your career. Hopefully, you know, like I said, I started my career in 1996, and that has just absolutely flown by. Do you like the pun I use? Flown.
I love it.
Pretty good on my part there. But anyways, you know, It's a long career, but it'll go by fast. And you know, just, I would encourage you to, you know, listen to all your FTOs and take as much as you can from them. But don't forget, you know, why Gwen, you know, wanted to get into law enforcement, and that's the cool thing. We all have one mission and one vision with our police department, but we're all unique individuals that, you know, get to share ourselves with the citizens. So I look forward to watching you. You grow in this career, and you know, who knows? Maybe you can take Spencer and I up in the airplane sometime. We could do a show from the air, Spencer. What do you think?
We should do a show from the air. I think it would be a first in, I'm sure, KFIZ history, but maybe in radio history, a show done from an airplane. I don't think that's been done before.
Oh, we have to do it. Gwen, are there any restrictions to that? Is this like do you have like a graduated flying license, or how does this work? Are you take anybody you want?
So I have a private pilot license, and so that allows me to fly in good weather conditions, and I can bring passengers as long as I have 3 takeoffs and landings within 90 days. So,
oh, this is we're setting this ball in motion, Spencer. This is gonna be epic.
I'm looking forward to it. Show from behind the air badge, maybe. I don't know.
I love it. Maybe this could spark a whole new, you know, maybe even policing thing. We could start our own air patrol.
There we go.
And think about it. Just think what you bring to us. Air patrol and maybe a mounted police patrol with your affinity for horses. I mean,
there you go.
My goodness. So, before we have to side off, and again, I totally get it where, you know, you're pretty much brand new to law enforcement, but there are a lot of, you know, one of the things that our department struggles with, other departments struggle with, and it's just not police departments, it's companies across the board, and that's recruiting and encouraging people to, you know, in law enforcement to apply with us. What advice would you give others that are, you know, possibly considering a career in law enforcement? What would you tell them to maybe take that next leap of faith?
So I would tell somebody to keep on with it. Times are hard for law enforcement right now, and even though it seems like everything's going bad, you still have to look for the good and just keep pushing through, because someday you'll get there. And you know, you have to jump through the hoops, and it's hard. But if your heart is really in it, then you'll get it someday. Everybody has their dream job waiting for them, and as long as they keep pushing and keep that goal in mind, you'll get it.
Good words to live by. My dream job is to host a radio show someday, and you know, I feel like I'm in training for it every week. Like this is my interview that I'm doing each week for the job. I'm just waiting for that radio station to reach out and say, oh my goodness, we are going to create our own spot for you. But it hasn't happened yet, so I'm okay with that. Again, it's my glass is always half full, and I figured, you know, I just got to keep improving my craft. How does that sound, Spencer?
That sounds good, Steve. I'll see what strings we can pull.
I don't want any special treatment now, Spencer. I want, you know, I'm just like everybody else. So whichever strings you pull, make sure you pull those for other people too.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that.
All right. Well, Spencer, I hope you have a great weekend along with our listeners. You know, enjoy this. Hopefully, enjoy the warmer temperatures, and everybody. I know you will take a moment or two, or, you know, probably more than a moment, because they deserve it, to remember our fallen and the reason that we all get to do what we do every year, so, or every day, really. So.
Absolutely. Thanks to both of you for stopping by, and have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Behind the badge here.